And I want to talk about healing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Healing. And I know some of y'all could probably just say, well, you know, just like Jesus said, you'll surely say unto me, this proverb, physician,
yeah.
Heal thyself.
Come on.
Amen. But whether just because I've got a broken wing, amen, don't mean I can't fly. Praise God. Amen. I can still get in, amen, and worship God. And it has been a hindrance, but it's not stopped me.
That's right.
Amen. Come on. I'm telling you. And I want to preach tonight or speak or preach something other on the steps to healing.
Yep.
Amen. So if you've got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 3 John. Amen. I would, you know, 3 John just got one chapter. Amen.
Yeah.
And I want to start at verse 2 here. Amen. Do you believe all Scripture is given by inspiration of God?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's profitable, ain't it? For instruction, for correction. Amen. And correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I believe this is inspired of God. Amen. When John wrote this, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Amen. Oh, let's read it one more time. Beloved, talking to the church, ain't he?
Yeah.
Amen. I wish, it's my earnest desire, if you will, above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Amen. Father,
yes,
we thank you tonight, God, for this wonderful church. And Lord, these wonderful people here today. God, I pray, Lord, that you would help me and anoint me, God. Lord, bless this service, God, remainder of it. God, touch me. Lord, let your spirit presence be upon me. God, to declare this just how you gave it to me. Lord, we pray and we'll give you thanks and honor for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's look at that word prosper.
Mm-hmm.
That literally means to have a good journey. It means to succeed.
Yeah.
It means to thrive.
Yes.
It means to be blessed in a healthy way. Amen. It's not the Bible inspired word of God. It's God breathed. Amen. God spoken. Some say this was a letter from John to a man by the name of Gaius, who was someone who was really good at housing evangelists and missionaries. Amen. It was written to him. But we can apply this to our lives. Amen. Other letters were written to the church. Amen. Galatians was written to the Galatian church. Amen. We can look at the Thessalonians. Amen. Was written to the Thessalonican church. Amen. But I want you to know tonight, it's God's will and desire that we are blessed spiritually, materially, financially, mentally, and physically. Amen. It's God's will for us to be blessed as long as our soul is prospering in the Lord. Amen. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us, according to his divine power, hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. This means God provides the natural as well as the spiritual.
Right.
Amen. Healing brings health. Amen. If a person's sick and healing comes, church, they'll be in health. Amen. Healing glorifies God. Amen. This message tonight is not to condemn people who are sick. Amen. I've been sick many times. Amen. I tell you, you have to be sick before you can be healed. And I've been healed many times.
Yes.
And I've had infirmities in my body that I've had to wrestle for months with. But I'm telling you, I've come out with healing. Amen. Praise God. Hey, but the scripture says he's going to rise with healing in his wings. I like that to happen to me tonight, Brother Tony. Amen. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Do you know, if I read this, as I read this scripture tonight, in the book of John, 1 and 2, there's a debate if this scripture means just for our spiritual healing, which is the forgiveness of sins. Amen. But we see this scripture in reverence, amen, to divine healing. Amen. Matthew 8:16, when the evening was come, they brought on them many that were possessed with devils. Amen. And he cast the spirits, amen, out with his word, and healed all that were sick. That this might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 seems to lean more to the spiritual side as far as salvation and the forgiveness of sins. For it says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. For we have been as sheep gone astray, but now return to the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. We can truly say God has both the physical and the spiritual healing taken care of through the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Them Old Testament saints would look ahead at the cross.
Yes, they did.
They'd get healed. Remember that brazen serpent?
Yeah.
Remember they put it on a pole? And every who looked ahead and looked forward was healed. Well, the New Testament saints, they look back. Amen. You get that? By whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Acts 10:38 tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I'm just going to give a foundation here. Matthew 9:35, Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought on him all sick people who were taken with divers diseases and torments, and who was possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Thank God, I tell you, scripture after scripture, Matthew 12:15, when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Luke 6:19, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and it healed them all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Based on these few scriptures, it says over and over, he healed them all.
Amen.
Right?
Healing every sickness and disease. If people believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, why would anyone not believe in healing? Why would not anybody believe that he can heal some things, but not all things?
Amen.
Some time, but not all times. And why do others believe it's not God's will to heal all the time?
Come on.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
I know you may differ. That's okay.
Come on.
Amen. You'll be the fellow who walk home sick. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So many ask, where does sickness come from? Why do seemingly godly, good godly people get sick? Why isn't everyone healed? Amen. While there may be answers to some questions, there's some things that's just simply hard to understand at the moment. We see through a glass darkly. Amen. Sickness was a result of sin. man was created perfect until sin. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, just as sin has been passed down, amen, so has sickness. Notice, amen, when you go to the doctor, amen, they'll usually go back through your family history, amen, to the second and third generation. Amen. Has there been any heart issues? Amen. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, amen, mental illness in your family. Amen. This is why Jesus took care of all of our sin,
yes,
and all of our sickness. Amen. Numbers 14 and 18. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
We get sick because we're part of the fallen race.
That's it.
Amen.
Just as we don't have to stay lost, we don't have to stay sick.
Come on. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy God. Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
The first mention of disease is found in Genesis 12.
Glory.
Pharaoh unknowingly took Abraham's wife Sarah. The Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues.
Sure did.
Because of it.
That's right.
The first mention of sickness was when they told Joseph, "Thy father is sick."
Bless him, Lord.
In Genesis 20, the same thing just about happens again. Abimelech finds out that about Sarah somehow, and he takes her to be his wife. But before Abimelech is able to have a relationship with Sarah, God warns him in a dream that she's Abraham's wife. And God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said, "Behold, thou art but a dead man.
Woo.
For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife."
Come on.
Abimelech was innocent. And God said, "Now therefore, restore the man his wife." Amen. For he's a prophet. And he's going to pray for you. Amen. And you're going to live. Amen. If thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Abimelech returns Sarah to Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham prays for healing for Abimelech and everyone else.
Right.
And God heals every one of them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's good.
In the story, nobody got healed until Abraham prayed for healing. God works through humans to display his power. Abraham is the first person that God works through to demonstrate his healing power. At the same time this story took place, Abraham and Sarah.
Yes.
Look at this.
Bless him, Lord.
Were childless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were not able to have children. But part of the healing that God ministered in this story was restoring the ability of the women in Gerar there to have children.
Right.
Glory to God.
A preacher told me one time, Brother Tommy, he said, "Brother, if I was blind and a blind man wanted prayer," he said, "I'd pray for him."
Yeah.
I said, "I sure would too."
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
I would too, because God's able. And I believe it with all my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
I truly do.
Amen.
I prayed for people that had the same thing I had.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And they walked out healed and I walked out crippled.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Come on.
Do you understand it? I can't understand everything, but I'll tell you, we'll get on into it in just a moment here. I believe there's seasons of healing.
Right.
Yes.
The church has seasons of deliverance, seasons of salvation, seasons where the baptism of the Holy Ghost is given. And I believe we can get healed anytime. Don't get me wrong. But there's these seasons where you see multitudes.
Right.
God's a touching.
Right.
1 John 3 and 8 tells us, "He that commits sins of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." What are the works of the devil? Sin.
Right.
Sickness. Disease. Divorce, cancer, suicidal thoughts, darkness.
Right.
Amen. You might ask, is everyone sinning that's sick? Absolutely not.
Right.
Sin can and may bring sickness, but not all sickness is a result of that person sinning.
You're right.
In John 9, as Jesus and his disciples passed by a man that was blind from his birth, his disciples asking, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents?
Right.
Amen, that he was born blind. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Right.
You know what he's saying? This is going to be for the glory of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus spit on the ground and he made a mud ball and he put it on the blind man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went and washed him and he came back seeing. Amen. Why didn't Jesus just instantly heal him? Amen. Because this man's obedience was being tested. Sometimes in order to get healed, you've got to obey God. Amen. When he tells you to do something, you better do it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
1 John 5, we have the healing of a man by the pool. Here. He's by a pool.
Yeah.
He's at Bethesda there, and he'd been lame. How long? 38 years. He was talking, saying, nobody will help me.
Yeah.
Nobody helps me in. Every time I try to get in,
bless him.
Don't just sound like a bunch of Pentecostal folks.
Come on.
I was going to get prayer.
Come on.
But every time I do, she steps right in front of me. I said, step in front of her. Step on her toes if you want to heal.
Come on.
Yeah.
We got this sister in our church, and I'm telling you what, when the Lord gets to move and she wants prayer, and some of these others, you know, they say, I had problems. I want to pray. I said, there was time and the power was still there. Just let her get her prayer and you just step on up. But the devil uses these things, you see?
Right.
And so this man here would say, nobody help me in, nobody put me in. Amen. But Jesus just looks at it and says, take up your bed and walk.
Amen.
Immediately the man was healed.
Thank you, Lord.
Later on, Jesus found him and said, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
There may be some ties to sin and sickness. But let's not be like Job's comforters who accused him of sinning because of everything that was coming upon him.
Right.
There's these people who say, well, if you just had enough faith, you could be healed. Just get your life straightened up. God wants to heal everybody. But if you're not healed, it's because there's something wrong in your life. Something's wrong with your faith. But I want you to know great men in the Bible fell sick.
Yeah.
2 Kings 13 and 14. Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. Remember that he'd asked Elijah before Elijah went away, I want a double portion.
Double.
Yeah.
Elijah performed 16 miracles in his lifetime. Elisha performed 31 in his lifetime. But remember, he asked for a double portion.
Right.
Right.
Amen. Elisha had to die for the last one.
Yeah.
Elisha died and they buried him and the bands of Moabite invaded the land at the coming in of the year and it came to pass as he was burying a man that behold they spied a band of men and they cast the man in the sepulcher of Elisha and when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha he revived and stood upon his feet. This made 32 miracles for Elisha. Hallelujah. When God does something, church, he does it right. When he gives it, he gives it right. When he heals right. All we got to do is be in the right place at the right time. And when you're there and your faith lines up with God's word, you will be healed.
Woo! God.
You'll be healed.
Yes, Lord.
My praise God. I believe in healing, Brother George, with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe. I've been so down and out before. People wanted prayer. I thought, Lord, I need a touch. Amen. But I just went ahead and prayed anyhow. And God began to move. God has a perfect time set. Amen. For healing. For you and I. I don't always understand the ways of God. Amen. John 11:4. When Jesus heard it, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. This sickness will not end in death, but it will be for the glory of God. Jesus knew what was going. He was going to do before he ever done it.
Right.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how long a person's been sick. It doesn't matter what they have.
Right.
What matters is we serve a healing God.
Amen. Bless you.
Praise God.
Right. Come on.
For the lame man at Bethesda, he was lame 38 years. Yeah. For the woman with the issue of blood, it was 12 years.
Right.
For the woman in the synagogue that had a spirit of infirmity, it was 18 years. The man that was born blind, amen. I tell you, it was until he got his healing. In Acts 14, amen, the Bible said there stood a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and he walked. Thank God, whether it's been a lifetime, whether it's been a day, a few days of sickness, God's healing power is not bound from a headache to a toothache to cancer and heart trouble. I'm telling you, God can heal it all. He can do anything but fail. Praise God. I said, my God is a healer.
Amen. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
God bless
you. God cares enough about us,
Jesus,
that he move services back sometime.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
And gives us a word that someone has got a certain ailment.
Right.
And they're healed.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless him,
Lord. There's ways. And God uses some people. I'm going to tell you something. Don't confine God to one method of healing.
Right.
True.
Amen. Don't confine God to just using one or two kinds of people to heal.
Bless him.
Right.
Come on.
It's not just James 5:14. He said, he's sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, having them pray over him and on him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God does more than use deacons and elders.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Acts 19:11. God wrought spiritual miracles by the hands of Paul.
That's right.
So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons.
Yes.
And diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. You may say that Paul, amen, that was Paul. Yes, it was. But is God a respecter of person?
No.
Bless him, Lord.
Mark 16:15. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Right.
Speak with new tongues.
Bless him, Lord.
Not just the preacher.
That's right.
Not just the deacon.
Come
right,
on.
Right.
But believers.
That's right, brother.
Thank you.
Believers. Luke 10, Jesus went and sent the 70 out two by two, told them to heal the sick and say to the kingdom of heaven is nigh to you. They healed the sick, they casted out devils, and they came back rejoicing.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Mark 9:38, John answered him and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he falleth us not. We forbade him because he falleth us not. Jesus said, forbid him not. Do not stop him.
Right.
For there is no man which shall do a miracle.
Thank you.
Amen. In my name, that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part.
Right.
Praise God.
These are people, ordinary people.
Come on.
Like you sitting in the pew.
That's right, brother.
Come on.
You're right.
Like you young kids.
Thank you, Lord.
Like you women. Thank you,
Lord. That's right.
Like you men.
Thank you,
Lord. Come on.
Like you brothers.
Come on.
Come on,
you sisters.
Yes.
You're right.
That God can use.
Woo.
That's right.
Acts 6:8, Stephen, being full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts 8:5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the people of one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for unclean spirits cried out with loud voice, came out of many that possesseth them. And many were taken with a palsy. Amen. When they were lame, were healed.
That's right.
Right.
Paul was another one God used in healings and miracles.
Yeah.
I listed Jesus. I listed the disciples. I listed the apostles, I listed different individuals and believers that God used to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to cast out devils.
Right, right.
We don't want to forget the Corinth and the Galatia church who had worked in the gifts of healing and the working of miracles.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Amen.
We should never question or doubt God's will and power to heal. What he's given to the church.
Thank you, Lord.
We're like they were in Nazareth. These people were looking at Jesus, and when he came, they were eyewitnesses of the power, but they doubted his authority. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and his own house. And he could do no mighty work save he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them.
Yeah.
And he marveled because of their own belief.
Oh God.
I'm going to tell you, Jesus' power was not limited. It was just that no man came to him or brought anyone to Jesus to be healed and set free.
That's right.
Well, he had the power to heal. He could have walked up to him. But that was a time when it was to come forward.
Right.
Come on, come on, come on.
I told my church the other day, Brother Tommy, I said, when the Lord gets a hold of me or someone else in the church and begins to use them in the gifts of healing.
Yeah.
And begin to call out things. That ain't the time to stand for Aunt Sally or Susie or anybody else, because that can hinder the flow of the anointing of God.
You're right.
Amen. Until there's a position open and whoever who it is in control, a leader, amen, says as they may need prayer. The time is let them minister in the gifts, work in the gifts, operate in the gifts, and when he opens the floor,
yes.
It says anybody else need prayer, then that's the time to come forth. But a lot of times, God's hands are tied. I know he won't heal, and I know when the water's troubled, we're to get in. But there's a time and there's a place for everything.
You're right.
Jesus used many methods to heal. Look at this. He laid hands on them.
Yeah.
He spoke his word to them. He commanded them to get up. People touched Jesus and they were healed. Others were healed by their obedience. He spit on the ground and made mud and placed it on a blind man's eyes and told him to go, amen, and wash. He told 10 lepers, go show yourself to the priest. Another time they brought a blind man, amen, to him, and Jesus led the man out of the village and he spit in his eyes and prayed twice for him and he received his sight. There was a man who couldn't speak and Jesus put his fingers in his ear and spit and touched his tongue. And the man's ears were open and he spoke.
Right. Yes, he did.
The Old Testament people got healed different ways. Naaman got cured of leprosy when he had to go to the river of Jordan and did 7 times.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Hezekiah got healed by putting a lump of figs on the boil. Amen. This was after he got word from the prophet he was going to die. He did what the prophet said. God added 15 years to his life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Oh, thank God for healing.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank God for healing.
Amen.
I don't want to miss, Brother George, what God is doing in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, brother. Bless him, Lord.
There was In the Old Testament, the dead were revived by the prophet stretching himself over them.
Sure did.
They were healed through prayer. They were healed through obedience. They laid hands on them in the Old Testament.
Glory to God.
People can get healed by praying by themselves and for themselves.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking the word. Having hands laid on them by their faith, by others' faith. Mark 2, there was a man sick of the palsy, paralyzed. Four men carried him, but he couldn't get him into inside. So they tore the roof off and let him and down on the stretcher with ropes right in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith,
right,
he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." He said, "Arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house." And immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before them all, inasmuch as they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." Ways of healing. There's a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
There's a word of wisdom. God calling the sickness out, that's not that individual's knowledge. That's a spiritual gift.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Amen. God calling the sickness out. Amen. There, it's either the work in a miracle, the gift of healing, the gift of faith, or gifts of healing that can be an operation and one can be healed.
Right.
Right.
Right, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Brother Larry had been working a few weeks ago. And he took a skill saw, was sawing a board into him. Something got in his eye. He was in pain all day long. He tried eye drops. He tried to flush it out and just wouldn't go. And someone prayed for him, but the Lord had spoke to me during the service and told me what to do, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
Said, "Get a bottle of water and pour it in his eye."
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I said, "Brother Larry, can I obey God?" He said, "Yes, Brother Daniel." He said on the front, I said, "Turn your head sideways, son." I said, "Somebody go grab me a bottle of water back in my office." Amen. Got that water, poured it in his eye. And I said, "I command this thing to flush out." And listen, he already had an eye doctor's appointment the next day. Not for that eye, but just had one. Amen. Do you know what? Praise God. God healed him that night for the trouble. God touched him and healed him. Amen. I'm telling you, just a few weeks ago. Praise God. We can just talk. I'm not going to really tell a lot of testimonies on healing, other than just a couple that stood out here recently. Amen. Brother David Bradley called me. Amen. And said, this has been about a week ago or so, maybe a week and a half. And he said, "Brother Daniel," said, "remember that elderly man you prayed for?" I said, "Yes, sir." Amen. When he come up for prayer, brother, the Lord said, "Pray for his blood, that his blood would be cleansed." Amen. I said, "Lord, cleanse his blood." I didn't know he had cancer.
Wow.
Had no clue he had cancer. Amen. He had a spot on his back that disappeared.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. But the biggest thing was the cancer. Amen. God healed him of the cancer. Hallelujah. He don't have cancer no more. I'm because of a healing God, a delivering God. Praise God. I'm glad we serve one today.
Yes.
Some of the excuses for people not getting healed. See, just a few.
Come on.
People say, "Well, this is their or my sickness unto death."
Mm.
You see, they get that scripture where Jesus talked about Lazarus, his sickness was gone to death, but for the glory of God.
Yeah.
That didn't mean Jesus was saying, "Hey, I'm going to resurrect him. I'm going to heal him."
Right.
He's not going to remain dead forever. I'm going to resurrect him. Yeah, he died afterwards. Amen. Later on. But I've had people say, "Well, how do you know when to pray if it's God's will for anybody to be healed or not?" I said, "Sister, it's God's will. We just read it here, didn't we? 3 John. Amen. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health."
Yeah.
Amen. Some people said, "Well, this is maybe my sickness unto death, or this is my punishment for sin."
Bless him, Lord.
I believe we face the consequences for our actions, such as a person who smokes may get lung cancer or have heart disease, or an alcoholic may get cirrhosis of the liver, a diabetic may go blind but not taking care of themselves. But I believe Jesus can deliver anyone from the curse once they repent. Jesus become a curse. Amen. Galatians 1 and 13. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Right.
Even after you're saved.
Bless him, Lord.
Even after they mess up, disobey, and sin, the devil may say, this is your punishment for your sin. Don't believe that lie. If you repent, God don't keep chastising you over and over for a mistake or a sin. Don't live under that curse. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I've heard people say, amen, so and so got their healing after they died. In a sense, that's true. But I'm telling you, they got a perfect body then. But God can still heal. Right. Others say, well, amen, you've got to die of some kind of sickness. Amen. Many do not get healed because they have a lack of faith or no faith. Some have been taught false teaching about healing. Some are blind to the truth. Others harbor sin. Amen. Doubt, unbelief, and forgiveness. Amen. Some don't want to be healed because they're afraid they'll lose their check. Amen. Or they won't have a crutch. Amen. Sometime it's the timing, or it's the season. Others hold on to lies and deception that the devil has spoken to them. I'll be honest, there's some people I don't understand why they haven't been healed.
Come on.
To me, they seem to have the faith. But we prayed, they prayed, and nothing happened. While others, the minute you pray, something happens.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You touched heaven. Moses was in good health. He didn't die of a sickness or disease. Amen. For those who believe you have to die of sickness. Amen. I'm telling you. Listen. I believe some people's sins hinder others from getting healed.
Amen.
Amen. That person laying hands on the people with sin. Amen. A lot of times on people with sin hinders many. God says, my glory will I not give to another. Amen. And just to say God has sanctioned me or sanctified me. Amen. And sometimes so God just, it just stops the well up, if you will.
Right.
Deuteronomy 34 and 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died.
Yeah.
His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. His eyesight was good, and his vitality, his vigor, his strength hadn't left him.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalms 105 and 37, he brought forth them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes.
Ooh, that's a miracle. Miracle. Yes.
Nehemiah 9 and 21, yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not.
My.
Exodus 15 and 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Right.
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases.
Yes.
Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I'll bring health and a cure, and I'll cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Over and over, we've read scriptures.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The 12 went forth in Mark 6 and 13, casted out many devils and oiled many that were sick and healed them. Does God heal?
Yes.
Can God heal?
Yes.
Amen.
Will God heal?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Faith is an action word. You don't just say it. You believe it.
Hallelujah.
And you act it.
Act on it. Act on it. Yes, Lord.
You know, the worldly churches teach this positive confession.
Oh, yeah.
You know, confess it long enough, you'll be a visionary. Confess it long enough. Come on now. Hey, man, I'm not that way.
No.
Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, believe it, receive it.
Yeah. No way.
Amen. Praise God.
No.
Somebody, one sister in the church said, doubters are left. Believers are receivers and doubters are left with doubters.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
What a healer. I could just tell Brother Tommy that so many healings, so many miracles that I can't change my mind about it.
Right.
No, sir.
In my own body.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 14 years old with scoliosis, a crooked back, going to a children's hospital, bad shape. And I was in a meeting where the Holy Ghost called out back trouble.
Praise God.
I was shy as could be, just like I am now. But I'm telling you, I didn't hesitate, brother, because that's what I came for.
Right.
I came for healing that night. And I left with my healing.
Thank you.
God
healed me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Totally. Completely.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
The first healing I could ever recall, I was about 7 or 8 years old. I had an earache. Brother, I fought that earache. I cried all night long. I cried all that day at that church. This old elderly saint put some oil on his finger, put it in my ear, and said, Lord, heal this child in the name of Jesus. Immediately a warmth came into my ear, and the pain instantly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I've seen them with their little kids, their little babies, even fevered, yeah. They get a fever while they're at church.
Yeah.
And I said, God, heal this baby. Heal this child. And you could feel it leave. And it wouldn't be long, that baby would be up playing.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Years ago, we was in a church where there was a little baby there, and it had a problem with its eyes. It couldn't cry. The tear ducts was deformed, stopped up. It never did shed a tear from the time it was born. And they grabbed that baby and they anointed Brother George and prayed. And that baby got to crying and tears started streaming out its face.
Hallelujah.
God healed that baby.
Thank you,
glory.
The proof is right there.
Holy, holy.
Talk about shouting.
Holy.
You talk about rejoicing.
Holy, holy.
Amen. God. I've told you this before, and I'm fixing to close here, but I was just up speaking on healing. Amen. When I saw a woman get up and go back to the water fountain and get a drink of water, and she screamed, I'm healed! I'm healed! I'm healed! She hadn't been able to swallow for 3 days. She had a big old goiter in her throat. And she said that she felt that go down her throat. She said, I think I can go back here and get me a drink of water, because that's what I've been craving. Brother, she got healed.
Holy, holy.
In that meeting.
Glory.
God healed her.
Holy, holy God.
Praise God. That same time I was telling that story of Brother Ron's church years ago. Brother Charles was sitting there on the front pew, and he had this big old spot on his face, on his nose.
Yeah.
Had it for a while. He said, I thought something's fell from the ceiling. He said, it rolled down my face. And he said, I looked around. And he said, then I thought, he started feeling that. And he went back and looked in the mirror, and that spot fell off.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Time and time again.
Jesus.
Witness the healing power of God. Just not even preaching hard. Just talking, just reading healing scriptures. Not even laying hands on them.
Thank you, Lord.
And I've seen them healed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He sent forth his word and healed them.
Hallelujah.
Lord of my God.
Shoot, hallelujah.
Maybe you're fighting something in your body, in your mind. Will the Lord heal me? Will the Lord touch me? Will the Lord help me? Amen. I've showed you through the word of God. He can. He does. And he will.
Amen.
Is anything too hard for God?
Holy, holy, holy.
Praise the Lord.
Holy.
Let's just trust him, church.
Holy, holy.
Let's trust him.
Thank you.
know, in the early 1900s and even the mid 1950s, whatever, people just didn't have the money in church, nothing to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. They absolutely had to come to church and rely on their faith to get healed,
right,
to get touched. And I don't know, but I believe God's going to bring us back to that place.
Yeah.
I believe He's going to bring the church world back to a place to where our faith, amen, is going to move mountains.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love you.
Thank
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for everything you do. Lord, I come with a simple message of healing. Bless your people.
Praise.
Heal, Lord. Touch, and deliver. We thank you, Lord, all in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise
God. I tell you, we're just going to come around and pray. If you have a need, take it to God.
Jesus.
Ask Him to heal you. I ask Him to. I ask Him to touch you.
Yes, God.
Whatever you have need of, just bring it to Him.
Praise the name of God.
Oh, it might be arthritis. It might be back trouble. It might be something in your side that you need God to heal. Might be some pain in your chest. Amen. God can heal that.
Yes.
Glory to God. Would you heal? God, would you touch? Would you move as our Savior? Come on, let's pray.
Thank you.
With that. worship of hope is dead. The winds have no answer, and peace can be found. But there's a hand of mercy that can turn it all around. If nothing but a miracle.
And I know he's more than that.
Yeah.